In the past, I've settled for a life way less than what I'm capable and made for because I lacked self-trust. And I think a lot of guys don't reach their full potential, don't step into their truest power because they lack self-trust. So in today's video, I would love to talk about what self-trust is, the silent killer, the number one killer of self-trust, how to build it practically, and a challenge for you to build self-trust and to become dangerous for good in your life. Because for me in my life, if I lack self-trust, I don't go fully in. I don't take a risk. I don't live fearlessly. I'm halfway doing it. I'm playing it small. I'm second guessing myself. And you and I weren't made for that kind of life. So the goal is to build self-trust. It's very simple. So with that said, let's jump into what self-trust actually is. All right. What self-trust actually is, it's a relationship. It's a way you relate to yourself that's built on trust. You know, all life is relational. I think about our health, our physical health is really just how we relate to our bodies. Our relational health, our relationships is just how we relate to others. And so I think about building self-trust, it's how you relate to yourself. So a couple things stick out, three things in fact, is number one, self-trust is doing what you say you're going to do. And it's that simple. You know, if I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it, that chips away at self-trust. Conversely, though, if I say I'm going to do something and do it and follow through, that is a win. And I'm building brick by brick, commitment after commitment, self-trust. Which leads me to number two, what self-trust actually is living based on your commitments and not your feelings. When I commit to waking up at 5 a.m. and doing a workout or a run first thing in the morning, and the next day, the alarm clock goes off and I hit snooze and I skip the workout, that is living based on how I feel. Because in the moment, when I wake up and I'm tired, right? My daughter didn't sleep well. I was waking up multiple times. It doesn't feel good to hit the alarm clock off and wake up, put the shoes on and go for a run and go for a workout. But that right there is the single best way to build self-trust with myself, is doing what I say I'm gonna do and living based on my commitments and not how I feel in the moment. Because sometimes feelings aren't the best way to live. I'm a big believer that feelings are indicators, and we should, if we feel something's right, if we feel something is inherently like the move, we should make the decision, do the thing. But if that feeling is contradicting to the commitments you made and your purpose and your goal, then we have to live based on our commitments and not our feelings. And the third part, the last part there, is just that. It's living in alignment. Self-trust is living in alignment with who you say you are, who you say you want to be, and the values in your life, what you value. If I value family, yet I'm never around my kids, I never have conversations with my wife, I don't spend quality time, how can I say I'm living in alignment? So if I'm living out of alignment, I'm not building self-trust and therefore settling for less than the best in my life. To close on that, self-trust is when the man you are when nobody sees you, the man you are behind the scenes, is in perfect alignment with the man you present to the world. And when that happens, when you get closer and closer to that, you step into your truest and fullest power. So that's what self-trust is. Now let's get into the number one killer of self-trust. I mentioned it before, but I'll go deeper into it now. The number one killer, silent killer, obvious killer, not so obvious killer to self-trust is broken promises with yourself. If I am saying I'm going to start my diet tomorrow, I'm going to make that decision today, I'm going to train at this time, I already talked about this. If I don't do that, then it's broken promises, and those little losses stack on each other, and pretty soon I lose confidence, I lose momentum, I lose that power, right? Conversely, how it's built, which we're getting into in a second, is stacking small wins every single day. It's small micro wins. So if you look in your life and you don't feel self-trust, you don't feel that trust in yourself, that confidence, just take inventory and ask yourself, you know, where am I breaking promises that I made to myself? And if you don't really make promises to yourself, you don't have non-negotiables or commitments, that's fine. You're in a great place. Because once you do that, once you commit to something, once you make some decisions and set some goals for yourself and have some non-negotiables, keeping it simple and actually doing it, you'll build some crazy self-trust very quickly. So that's the number one killer of self-trust. And now let's get into how to actually practically build self-trust. I'm a big fan of keeping it simple. Okay. I'm a big fan of 1% better mindset. I'm a big fan of micro wins. I have never done 75 hard. And as a fitness entrepreneur guy, you know, dad, husband who likes to stay fit and likes a challenge, I can honestly say, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to do 75 hard. And there's nothing wrong with 75 hard, but I think the temptation as men is to do some crazy challenge, right? Some crazy far out challenge to just shift everything in your life. When in reality, it's like 1% better improvements that make the biggest difference over the long run. Because overcommitting to something, doing something like 75 hard, for example, if that's what we are doing to change and we don't make it to the end because it's too extreme, then it's actually worse for us in the long run than it was before we started. Because again, if you say, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do 75 hard and I don't do it, then that's actually breaking self-trust, which was worse than when I didn't commit to 75 hard, right? So it's all about micro wins. I'm a big believer in that. The micro wins for me, keeping it simple, starting with snooze button. Like not hitting the snooze button is a micro win for the day. 30 push-ups immediately after getting some water, doing my, you know, hydration energy cocktail in the morning is another micro win. Physical, mental, discipline, it's a phenomenal win. Another thing is movement. So it's 30 minutes of movement, whether it's a walk or a run or lifting. That is a huge commitment or non-negotiable for me that pays dividends. And it's like, dude, that's a 1% better improvement as opposed to waking up and scrolling on my phone or getting straight into work all the time or whatever it may be. Like having that movement is so good for my body and mind. And it's just a commitment that's very simple that I just stick to and it builds trust. Other things like reading one page in a book, learning one thing new, learning something new or mastering your craft, like, you know, spending 10 minutes on something that you want to get better at. For me, it's communication. I watch a video or listen to a podcast or, you know, write and journal to be able to organize my thoughts better. And then hopefully, you know, speak and communicate better. And so I'm always learning, but taking that, you know, 1%, how do I take that really big goal of becoming a master communicator and simplify it to the 1%? It's one page. It's one sentence of journaling. It's one thought that I write down. It's one podcast that day. It's those sorts of things that over time stack wins and build self-trust. So what does it look like for you? Practically, I think having a daily five is awesome. That's a daily five non-negotiables that you get done every single day, no matter how you feel. For me, it's movement, it's creating. So creating something, whether it be a piece of content or again, writing something, a blog post or whatever it may be. Spending time in prayer, meditation, you know, 2 minutes in meditation, having a prayer every single day, like just small wins, right? And then cutting out stuff that helps or makes you feel less. Like for me, if I fall into or give into lust or temptation, whether it's on social media or watching porn, it's eroding my self-trust. Because I'm saying I'm a man who is seeking the true path, is seeking like the disciplined path. And let's be honest, like a lot of that stuff is just distraction. And then what's worse is when I was living in that consistently, I felt isolated and I felt like that was part of me I didn't want to share with my wife. And so that isolation made it worse. And then I wasn't showing up confidently. I wasn't showing up, you know, in alignment with who I am and who I want to become. Because I knew at the end of the day, if I look in the mirror, I'm not who I say I am in those moments. So looking at things, habits, thoughts that make you feel less or they're out of alignment with who you are and who you want to become is a great way to build self-trust. If you minimize or cut that stuff out, by default, by definition, you will build self-trust because you just stop, you're ceasing to do stuff that chip away and hurt the trust you're creating with yourself. And as I close, the biggest thing for me, it all comes back to identity. And so instead of trying to become more disciplined, I just identify personally through words and through beliefs that I am a disciplined man. Like I identify that first, and then my thoughts and my actions and habits flow from identity. So if you're someone who's like, man, I just wish I was disciplined, or I wish I could keep my promises, instead of trying harder to do that, start speaking to yourself, start living like, start identifying as someone who makes promises and keeps them. Because then when you start doing that slowly but surely, right, making your bed, doing your workout, right, taking care of whatever it may be, your journal, reading one page, if you start doing that every single day, you will just freaking hockey stick the trust you make with yourself. And finally, this is the most important part for me, as always, if you know me, it is the spiritual component of this, which is I will be at my best, and I will build self-trust as I remember the truth that it is God working through me. It's God living through me at the end of the day. So I walk in confidence. I walk in trust with myself. I believe in myself because it's God living through me. That's the foundation of my confidence. It's not in my self-discipline or my willpower or even my word, because God knows I've blew it on all of those fronts. I've missed the mark on all those fronts. But when I realize and come to awareness or come to realize this idea that God is working through me and I can believe in that and live like it, it changes things, right? I've talked about it before. When you believe God is with you, you walk into the room and you walk in like God sent you. You walk into the room confident because God is with you in spite of your failures, in spite of your mistakes, in spite of your self-trust. But for me, knowing God is with me and for me and living through me, I'm spirit-led, I'm full of power and love and self-control, I can be confident in that. And then that affects what I do and what I don't do. So remember that, whether you believe in God or not, just experiment. Act as if God is living through you. You know, unconditional love, the truest reality, love, power, God is living through you. Now, how do you change? How do you live in light of that? What do you start doing? What do you stop doing? And when you live like that, it gets simple. You have clarity. And at the end of the day, you have self-trust. So in conclusion, if you look at any room or any group of men, the most dangerous for good man in the room is the man who keeps his word to himself. It's the man who's developed self-trust and is developing and cultivating that sense of I am who I want to become. I'm living in alignment with what I value. And I know and believe God is working through me in this world. So that is the message. Build self-trust. Step into your power. Lean into your potential. Go all in on the man you're becoming. Thanks for watching. Leave me a message if this resonates. Share it with someone who would be encouraged by this. And as always, check out the next video. Stay subscribed or subscribe if you haven't. And just keep on becoming. All right? I believe in you. God believes in you. You should believe in you. All right? Keep it coming. Love. Peace.